Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
So,
I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay.
And the first time I'm hosting it is today.
Okay.
Who are you?
I am Alex Kuhn.
There we go.
And what's the name of this show?
The name of this show is Spiegel and Holmes.
Got it.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Well
done. Could you describe the game, Alex?
I have three lists, and we're going to go around the room. Three different categories, two of them sports related, one of them not sports related. America's favorite game show here. And we're going to go, we'll start... We'll go Spiegs, Tanny, Lawrence, and the first category that I'm going to give you. Did I miss something logistically?
Ideally, these are things that are in the bloodstream of the sports news and or
yes.
have been discussed on the
these
show.
These are very topical.
Okay. Let him just have his moment.
No, I appreciate that, Spiegs, for letting everybody know that. So I want to start with testing your hockey knowledge.
Oh, see, this is how you don't host categories ever again.
This is how you hosted for the last time.
All right, Jeff Blashill named the new head coach.
Oh my God.
Of the Chicago Blackhawks. In my hand.
Oh no.
Okay. I have every Blackhawks head coach since 1970. There are 21 on the list, not naming Blashill. Spiegs, we will start with you.
Okay, I'll go with Mike Keenan.
Mike Ooh. Keenan is correct.
Well,
Tanny.
I will go with Joel Quenneville.
Joel Quenneville is correct. Lawrence.
Dennis Savard.
Dennis Savard also correct. Speaks.
I'll go with Luke Richardson.
Luke Richardson, correct. Tanny.
Bob Pulford.
Is the boss.
The GM, right?
Bob Pulford, correct.
Oh, that's everything. Right.
Head
that's
coach
right.
from 1978 to 2000. Lawrence.
I'm out.
All right, I'm going to go with Alpo Suhonen.
Oh, I love it!
Yeah.
Correct. 2001.
Alpo Suhonen. Keith Magnuson.
Keith Magnuson is correct. Speaks.
God. Did Dirk Graham coach at all?
I
briefly
think he did.
Dirk Graham is correct.
Oh,
Tanny.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, Alex. He didn't say it definitively.
Dirk Graham.
There you go.
If you're not going to recover Dirk Graham. It's actually Greg Graham.
Thanks, coach.
Okay.
When in doubt, just guess a Sutter. Daryl Sutter.
Oh,
Daryl
yes!
Sutter is correct.
That is amazing.
Spiegs.
I mean, I should just guess a Stasny if you're guessing Sutters, but no. God, I think I'm in trouble. I mean, I know did Dale Talon coach? I don't think so.
Dale Tallon is incorrect. Oh, for the win, Tanny.
Oh, my God. All I have to do is remember the guy who they just fired.
Yep.
The guy who was just there.
Yep.
We didn't say that one, right?
Like, nope.
Andrew Sorensen.
That is correct. Tanny is the winner. Anders Sorensen is correct.
That's amazing. Can we have the other names on the list?
The other names on the list, I think somebody said Derek King, but Jeremy Colleton.
Oh, yeah.
Trent
Yawney.
Another Sutter, Brian Sutter. Craig Hartsburg, Bob Murdoch, Orval Tessier.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Johnston, Bill White, and Billy Ray.
The guy that was in charge of the police was also the head coach of the Blackhawks?
And the former Yankees broadcaster, Bill White, president of the National League?
Wow.
I believe Orville Tessier had one ball. I believe that was part of his claims to fame, if
they
I
play with pucks in hockey.
Oh, yeah,
it's
that's
not
a good
a ball.
Point. So it was irrelevant. Thank you, Lawrence.
All right, so the second sports-related category is the Cubs are beginning a series with the Cincinnati Reds, a very storied franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Here in my hand,
okay,
I have the 25 players in Reds history that have hit the most home runs in a Reds uniform.
Wow.
Speaks?
I went first last time.
All right. So, Lawrence, you go first this time.
Joe Morgan.
Joe Morgan is correct. Number 17.
Wow.
Is it going to me?
Speaks, yes.
Tony Perez.
Tony Perez is correct. Number 4.
Eric Davis.
Eric Davis is correct.
Wow.
Number 10.
Wow.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr. is correct. Number 9.
How about Johnny Bench?
Johnny Bench, number 1.
Barry Larkin.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Larkin is correct. Number 11.
Pete Rose.
Ooh. Is Pete Rose on here? Yes, he is.
Wow.
Number 18.
Wow.
All right. How about George Foster?
George Foster, number 7. You guys are nailing it.
Adam Dunn.
Number 5.
Great job. Great job.
Chris Sabo.
Oh, I was about to go Chris Sabo.
Chris Sabo is incorrect.
Oh! Wow. Shocking. Shocking. Great rookie year, and then I guess not much after that. Wow.
Damn it.
All right. That was a good guess, Lawrence.
Too many good years with the White Sox.
How about Joey Votto?
Number 2. 356 home runs in a Reds uniform.
Sean Casey?
Number 20.
The mayor. Let's go.
Oh, boy. Tanny. This is fun. There's got to be more. Let's see. What did I say? Here. How about Ken Griffey Sr.?
Ken Griffey Sr. is...
Or was that Ken Griffey Sr. who was on the list, by the way?
Ken Griffey Jr. is on the list. Ken Griffey Sr. is not on the list.
Oh!
For the win, Tanny! For the win!
Again.
Oh, man. Jay Bruce?
Oh,
Jay
yes!
Bruce is number 8.
Yeah!
That is monstrous, Tanny.
Is Nicholas Castellanos on the list?
No, he is not. Okay. But Todd Frazier is.
Todd
number 25.
As there is a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
I couldn't think of the other eras of Reds baseball.
Big Jay one Bruce. You guys missed, Frank Robinson, number 3.
Of course.
Yeah, we should probably have gotten that one.
That's too bad.
Brandon Phillips at number 12. Oh. Eugenio Suarez, 13.
Oh, yeah.
Wally Post, 15. Gus Bell, 16. Reggie Sanders all the way down at 21. Ernie Lombardi, 22. Frank McCormick, 24. Todd Frazier, number 25.
Is no Ron Gant, huh? Not enough good years there.
No Ron Gant.
He might be on the Atlanta list.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the non-sports-related topic. With George Wendt passing away and the success of Cheers, here I have 12 shows, sitcoms, in the 1980s, that won primetime Emmys in 4 different categories. So it can be any of these categories.
Hmm.
Best sitcom, best actor, best actress, and highest rated sitcom.
Sorry, did you say NBC only? Is that what you said? Or just in general?
Just in general.
In okay. general on TV.
Yes, primetime Emmys.
Wow. That's a fun one. Alex Kuhn is killing categories right here. So just primetime Emmy winning sitcoms of the 1980s.
Of the 1980s, they had to have won it in the 80s.
All right, Tanny's first.
Tanny, you go first.
The Cosby Show.
Number 1, 6 times.
Roseanne.
Roseanne is...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Incorrect.
Man, I'm surprised.
Probably too late, right?
Might have been 90s.
Yeah. It was in the 90s, yes.
Damn it!
I'm going to go with Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown, ooh, one good time. Yes, late 80s.
You said this is sitcoms only? Is this all shows?
Sitcoms only.
Ooh, Cheers.
Cheers is correct.
Well played, Tanny.
That's a little obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you should have said it then.
That's a good point by you.
Should have said no Cheers, huh?
I'm going to say Taxi.
Taxi is correct. Great job there. Speaks five times. Tanny.
Because I'm out, I'll just throw Hail Mary. Is Saturday Night Live on this list just because it's a comedy show?
No, but it's got to be a sitcom, but you're okay. Not out yet. Make a guess.
That's all I got. Full House. I know Full House is probably 90s, but I'm going to guess Full House.
Full House is the 90s. Yeah. Speaks for the win.
Family Ties.
Nailed it three times. Other... shows on the list. Golden Girls, five times.
Yes.
MASH, three times.
Oh, of course.
Wow. Kate and Allie, three times.
Kate and Allie.
Soap, oh, yeah. Twice.
Soap.
Love Soap. Love
Soap. What about Jake and the Fat Man?
Three's Company?
Three's Company.
What about twice. What about Who's the Boss?
Not on here. The Jeffersons.
Jeffersons.
Twice. Bernie Miller. Benson.
Barney Miller.
Bernie Miller is a very different
Barney Miller.
Benson. Bernie Miller never won a damn thing.
What about Soap? Is Soap on the list?
Yes. Soap is on the list.
Benson.
Benson. Come on, Lawrence. That's our stuff right there. Because you knew Krause and Benson were getting it on.
I mean, that tension between them.
It was real.
Even as a child, I was like, those two people like each other.
Yeah, man.
In a different sort of way than how they're acting.
Tremendous job by Alex Coon.
It's well done, Alex.
Thank you guys.
That's excellent. You might be hired as forever host.
Awesome!
I like playing. That was fun.
Well, guess what? You're back to hosting next week.
Damn it!
Maybe not.
Oh,
look at that.
That's Tanny does a tremendous job with everything he touches.
It's true.
He really does. Goodness.
Yeah, this is a good question by someone in the mob. Is Night Court on the list? Because John Larroquette, I feel like...
He won,
but maybe he didn't win until the 90s.
Yeah, I don't know.
I will do some research here in the break.
Look, if I find out, that Roseanne won, I'm going to be mad.
Hey, man, Taxi, like, if anybody is looking for an old show to watch, Taxi is so good.
It's well done,
and
man.
And there's, like, all these superstars in it early on all together. And Andy Kaufman. And Andy Kaufman in there. Young Carol Kane. Is Andy Kaufman's girlfriend?
Carol Kane is now on Star Trek Strange New World.
Is she really?
And she's so great. She's so great on it. And she plays a character of a race of people that have lived on Earth undetected for forever. So she's like hundreds of years old. And she's been teaching at the academy for forever. And so she's basically flunked everyone who is on the Enterprise. It's phenomenal what they've done with her and how well she's done in that role.
That's very, very cool.
She's so fun, man. So fun.
Lawrence, we need to talk about...
Hold on.
Yeah?
We've got some problems.
We got category troubles?
John Larroquette won Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series in 1985 for Night
That'd
Court.
That'd be Supporting Actor, right?
Oh, so that wasn't part of the...
Best Actress.
Okay. All right.
Best
you
sitcom.
No, you win.
Highest rated.
After crew consultation, obstruction occurred at second base.
Obstruction.
He literally won every year. He won four in a row Outstanding Supporting Actor. So I guess Harry was the lead, right? Yeah. So John Larroquette with Supporting
right,
Actor.
Harry Anderson. How about Richard Mull? Did he ever win?
Bull? Bull never won.
And it was there was a bailiff. It was the old lady. It was funny.
Marsha
as hell.
Warfield. I forget her character. Roz.
Marsha Warfield still doing her thing in the comedy club circuit.
And she popped up on the new version of Night Court.
Oh, did she really?
Did you know there was a new version of Night Court?
I remember that it happened.
They brought John Larroquette back.
Is that still going?
I don't think so, but maybe. Peacock's weird. Like, there's stuff that's just like, oh, that's got another season. They did get rid of Frasier, though, the reboot of Frasier.
Mm.
It just wasn't working. It's a good idea, though.
Was it Kelsey Grammer again?
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer, the executive producer of Girlfriends?
Which is one of the biggest, one of the weirdest things ever that he then went into production. Girlfriends was a UPN sitcom starring Tracy Ellis Ross that was just about black women. And he was the producer of that and the spinoff of that show,
really?
The Game, which is about football and black people. And Kelsey Grammer was the EP of that show too.
So he's invited to the party.
I don't think so. I don't.
Really?
Some of the things that Kelsey has been involved with lately, I think. Would probably revoke his invite, and the fact that Girlfriends never got a finale, which is a point of contention with a lot of people.
I hope something happens tonight on our televisions in the sports universe, Lawrence. I deeply hope that the Minnesota Timberwolves put up a fight and give us a series, and that Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, shows up and shows out, because I would really love to see some high-level basketball out of him, and I'd like to see the T-Wolves give us a series out west.
No one can stop Shea.
He won the MVP. Do you realize he's the seventh straight foreign player to win the MVP?
This is our concern, dude.
Maybe that's part of why I want Ant-Man to rise up.
Yeah, but maybe the guy that's rising up is in Indianapolis.
Could be. The guy that the Bulls could have had in the year they took Patrick Williams.
Goff nailed that.
Yeah, he did. He was all over Tyrese Halliburton.
He was like, there's the guy that you should pick. That's why he does basketball for a living.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah. Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.